All right, for the week ahead, besides your holiday baking, shopping, cooking, whatever it may be, the takeaway also wants to make sure you're aware of what news items are coming up and you're prepared with some information. One of the things we'll be talking a lot about is Afghanistan, because when the president decided to send more troops into Afghanistan, he said that at this time of the year, we'd be reassessing to see if it worked. So they will be meeting in Washington to discuss Afghanistan strategy. But there's lots of other things going on, and we've got two people to tell us about them. Charlie Herman joins us again, economics editor for The Takeaway and WNYC Radio. And Charlie, this week is about...
I'm thinking it's about a little bit Christmas tree, in the sense of with this tax bill going through the Capitol, a lot of things could be added on to it, like ornaments.
Okay. And then Callie Crossley also joins us again. She's host of the Callie Crossley Show on WGBH in Boston. Good morning.
Good morning.
And this week is about what for you?
I think it's regroup. Everybody's regrouping. And with regard to Charlie's comments, he's saying Christmas tree. I say regroup because both sides have to decide what they're going to do to try to get this tax bill through. I say rhetoric and wrangling will be a lot going on in Washington this week about the tax bill.
All right. Well, since you mentioned taxes, here's Senior White House Advisor David Axelrod saying he doesn't want a whole lot of wrangling over taxes.
This is extraordinarily important for our economy and for people across this country that we not let this get to a Washington-style standoff.
The Senate is, of course,
tired.
He does. His voice
like
is a little worn out.
Yeah.
The Senate is going to vote today on the Obama Republican tax cut deal that has so many people upset. House Democrats said they will try to keep it off the floor. But Callie, the White House is saying no matter how many Democrats say they don't like it, it will pass. Do you think that could actually change?
I think that when you bring out the big guns, as in former President Bill Clinton, that gives you a lot of oomph to your argument. I mean, I think he made the case very well. Lots of folks support him. He's very popular, continues to be very popular. So I think there's going to have to be some movement. Maybe the last stake in the ground is around the estate tax, where people feel like they can make some comments about it. But in the words of Senate Republican leader, Senator John Boehner, their meeting on common ground is where he's trying to get to. And I think it probably will happen.
Well, Charlie, what's the lowdown on this tax cut deal? Who wins and who loses?
Well, I think it sort of depends on where you sit in some aspects. I mean, where you stand is where you sit in this case. If you're going to benefit from this, you probably may be in favor of it. And really, there is so much in here for so many different people, whether it's middle class tax earners, whether it's higher income earners. I think pretty much everyone is getting something from this. And that's ho, ho, ho.
That's
the question, whether or not more is added on to it. Yes, there's this discussion that House Democrats may try and make a change to the benefits and the estate tax that would be provided. Right now, the way it's set up, if you have an estate more than $5 million, you'll only have a 35% tax cut versus a 55% tax cut or tax. If this amendment isn't put in there, I think the likelihood of that being taken out is pretty rare, because it would have to sort of really break apart the whole bill. In some aspects, it's probably more easier to add on more tax cuts than it is to take something out after all the wrangling that we've seen done on this.
And so we should just add the Callie Crossley amendment to ensure that she has a great Christmas.
There's just so much momentum going forward on it. I think it's just really hard to just
talking about momentum in Washington, maybe that's going to get them through a couple other things during the lame duck session, though. I have my my suspicions that nothing else will happen. But, Callie, I want to ask you about the DREAM Act. The Senate actually fell three short of the DREAM Act was passed by the House last week. They're expecting a big fight over this in the Senate. What can we expect? Do we have any inkling of where the senators stand?
Well, I think this has been a political football. And oddly, I think a lot of people don't realize it was initially a Republican initiative. So to have that solid anti-Republicanism against this bill is really very interesting. Here in Massachusetts, there are advocates are going for one of our senators, Senator Scott Brown, the conservative senator, to try to get him to get on board with this, because it does what people say. It creates a pathway. I, however, think that because if they don't get it on the docket with this lame duck Congress, it's going to be very tough in the new year. So I don't know what's going to happen. They've got to push for it. And with so much emphasis on tax bill, I'm not sure it's going to happen.
Well, let's talk about one other kind of high stakes battle that still needs to get through the lame duck, and that is the Don't Ask, Don't Tell bill. The Senate actually fell just three shorts vote of repealing it. Does that mean it's dead?
I think that could come back. You know, there's a lot of support for this. I don't think if it doesn't make it through on this with this group, there's some real hardliners coming in January, and I don't know what happens. But this is one that I think they could get through if they work through the holidays now. Whether they do that or not is another question.
Yeah, they're so likely to. Those lawmakers, they love sitting there and working
during the holidays, especially.
Yeah, right. All right. So, Charlie, you were talking with us during the break about how today is supposed to be a big shopping season. Although I don't know whether the shopping numbers, retail numbers, ever really affect the Fed. I mean, the Fed Reserve is going to meet on Tuesday. It's the last meeting of the year. What are they going to be considering, and what are they using to measure the economy at this point?
Well, in some aspects, the Fed is watching how we're shopping because they want to see if consumers are starting to spend more. That could have that ripple effect of all of us are spending more. That means businesses feel more confident that they have the sales, so they decide to start hiring more people. That brings down unemployment. There's more people working, paying more taxes. That starts going into the federal government to pay down deficit, theoretically. So actually, the way that we spend this holiday is really important. The Fed is meeting on Tuesday. It's their last meeting of the year. We don't expect them to make a change to interest rates. People will be paying a lot of attention to whether or not they make any additions or revisions or changes to this program to buy back. Buy back all the debt purchases, the $600 billion. It's not likely that they will, and especially when you consider, I mean, I'm prognosticating here a bit, but if these tax cuts go through, in a way, that's a huge stimulus to the economy by putting more money out there actually in the hands of a lot of people. So you combine that with what the Federal Reserve is planning on doing. They may say, okay, well, let's wait and see what happens with the tax cuts before we decide to embark on even more debt purchasing.
Although I can't imagine many people are going to go out and shop because they have the tax cut bill might pass.
No, I don't think that'll lead to people shopping this season right now. But there is that sense of, you know, come the start of the new year, if you begin to notice that your taxes that you're paying more and you have less in your paycheck, that could get people to hold back. So that's why economists keep saying this will be a good thing.
All right. Charlie Herman is the economics editor for WNYC and for The Takeaway. Callie Crossley, host of The Callie Crossley Show on WGBH in Boston. Callie, how much more do you think the lawmakers have in them? Is tax cuts?
I don't know
it?
How much they have in them, but I just want to say that down here on the ground, 8 million people have stopped using credit cards. So I don't know.
So people paying for those purchases. 26%
of us
cash.
Are paying cash.
Wow. I'm one of them. That's for sure. Maybe they won't be in debt next year. Callie Crossley and Charlie Herman, thanks so much. That's your agenda.
Thanks.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.